Testing at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Big plows have been clearing out the snow in Davenport, Iowa, as a powerful storm moves out. In North Florida, a suspected tornado ripped through the town of Graceville. This man was heading to shelter when it hit.
The back of the house was ripping off, and I almost couldn't get the door shut. It was trying to suck the door open, and I literally had to brace my feet against the wall to pull the door to.
At least four people have died in the storm. Millions of people are now dealing with a snowy and drenching storm that's hitting dozens of states in the east. CBS News Baltimore's Paul Gessler spoke with residents of low-lying areas of that city.
Sandbags offer a defense of sorts to the heavy rainfall and the main concern to many who work and live here.
Flooding, of course. You know, we're low-lying down here. We've flooded before, so definitely flooding.
Trying to prepare for it so I don't have 3 inches of water in my basement.
Nakia is thankful she was able to get a few bags to better protect her home.
Sandbags are very expensive and they are really hard to come by, so this is definitely a big help.
City parking garages also open free to nearby residents to get their cars off the streets before floodwaters rise.
There's not bad weather, just bad preparedness, bad clothing, you know.
Boeing is promising to fix its 737 MAX 9 jets after a piece of the fuselage broke off during an Alaska Airlines flight on Friday. CEO Dave Calhoun in a company video.
I didn't know what happened to whoever was supposed to be in the seat next to that hole in the airplane. I got kids, I got grandkids, and so do you. This stuff matters.
Some House Republicans today will begin the process that could lead to the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, says CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The goal of Republicans is to capitalize on the border crisis. Their plan is to run the impeachment effort through the House Homeland Security Committee and not the House Judiciary Committee, where there are still key GOP holdouts on the judiciary panel.
There's been yet another delay getting Americans back onto the moon, says CBS's Matt Piper.
It now won't be until late 2026. When the first woman and first person of color will step foot on the moon. NASA delaying its Artemis moon landing program. The space agency had planned to send four astronauts around the moon late this year. That's now set for late next year. The first human moon landing in more than 50 years also got bumped from 2025 to September 2026. It cited safety and technical issues for the delays.
A bill introduced into the California House of Representatives would ban tackle football for kids 12 and younger. Assemblymember Kevin McCarthy says he's concerned about repetitive hits to the brain. The bill will get a hearing in committee later this morning. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wet, heavy snow fell in much of southern and eastern Wisconsin until late on Tuesday. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells Jane Mattinier that 40-mile-per-hour winds will keep driving hazardous until the snow ends.
When you get underneath one of those snow bands, you'll see some snow accumulating a lot quicker out there, making it harder for the plows to keep up with. But they've been doing an awesome job so far. Mm-hmm. I've been checking cameras across the state. Hats off to you guys.
Wet, heavy snow is causing some power outages. Governor Evers says he's having a hard time finding a new Department of Natural Resources secretary. The Republican-controlled state Senate fired eight of his appointees to different boards and commissions last fall. Evers says some candidates he's considered tell him they don't want to put their families in that situation. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
College basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles hope to get a win tonight as they host Butler. Marquette has dropped to 11 in the AP Top 25 after losing two of their last four games. A big upset last night in the Big Ten. Nebraska at home beat number one ranked Purdue 88-72. That's the first time the Cornhuskers have beat a number one ranked team since 1982. Badgers on the road tonight. They take on Ohio State. NFL, the Packers and the Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Matt LaFleur with praise for Jordan Love, leading his team to the postseason, his first year at quarterback.
You know, his family did a hell of a job raising him in terms of just what he's all about. great things are in store for him.
The New York Jets had a losing season after Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles tendon. He had this to say after meeting with his coaches.
Some things in every organization, and we did this for 18 years in Green Bay, the exit meetings are important to just get everything on the table that's happened, flush the bullshit that you need to move forward, and then refine your focus moving forward.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies in the overnight with gusty north or northwest winds, mid-20s by sunrise. The clouds stay with us Wednesday, highs right around 30 degrees. The winds will turn to the south. Wednesday night, we'll have a chance of snow developing late with a few inches of accumulation. Right now, it's 31.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the outstanding and recovering Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. In Snowmageddon, here high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, as snow is falling. Mr. Zommers, when I say recovery, it's not like you're in rehab. You're recovering from a cold, but you're doing better.
Well, I think it was maybe the flu or something. But a sickness that is not COVID.
No, not COVID. You've tested. But you're on the mend little by little.
Yeah, I feel mostly better. And thanks to Todd running by and grabbing me a hot beverage, some tea, I feel even better right now. Okay. Thank you, Todd.
You're very welcome. You know, we have to take care of our fine producers. So hopefully, I know many people today are at home enjoying a beverage themselves. Lots of school districts called off. A lot of employers telling folks to stay home and work from home across the state of Wisconsin today. We'll get to this in a second. Let's get to the serious part first. Then I'm going to tell you about a little bet, because later on at 12:30, at the bottom of the hour here, we have Luke Mathers coming on for our Tuesday Tangents with Luke. And of course, Luke always down for a bet. And so now there's $5 riding on this snow. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I want to get to the actual serious part of this first. And that is that we still have several winter storm warnings in effect for the state of Wisconsin right now across the state. It kind of goes from, if you take and find Green Bay, Wisconsin, which I think most people can find that, and then draw a diagonal line down to Dubuque, Iowa, basically in the southwest quarter, was just across the river, of course. But if you that line from Green Bay to Dubuque, and then about 80 to 100 miles either side of that line is kind of where the worst of this snow and this storm is going to be, depending upon where you're at. Perhaps locally there could be some 10, 11-ish inches when all is said and done tomorrow. But I think it's going to shake out. A lot of people are going to say anywhere between 6 and 8, somewhere in there, kind of depending upon where you were going. Jane Matinair of Matinair on the Air last hour was promoting this. I want to mention it as well. 511WI.gov. 511WI.gov will get you to the latest road conditions across the state of Wisconsin. And many, if I would say almost the majority of roads, certainly if you draw kind of from Green Bay over to La Crosse, anything south of there, with maybe the exception of the Fox Valley proper, Oshkosh, Nina, Appleton, those roads are in, you know, good winter driving condition. But if you go kind of along the lake, say from the eastern side of Lake Winnebago over to Manitowoc, Zommer's hometown, down to Sheboygan, Kohler, and there, all the way down to Waukesha, then down to the state line, those roads have slippery stretches. In kind of central Wisconsin, say just north of Portage in that area, there are some roads that are snow covered and slippery. closer to the hometown, my hometown, Richland Center, Wisconsin, parts of Highway 14 going east and west to Highway 80 north and south are snow covered and slippery right now. And then in southwest Wisconsin, say Platteville over Schulzburg up to Dodgeville, there is a major closure right now. Highway 11 right now closed in both directions. So be aware of that. Just around the Darlington area down there, use an alternate route. Do not try to use Highway 11 right now between, you'd say the Platteville area and Darlington. That is closed in both directions. Otherwise, some other closures or at least some accidents on I-94. At the intersection of County C, the right lane is closed and blocked there. Also, I-94 East at County SS, an accident there right now. I-94 East, 1.1 miles beyond the ramp from Moreland Road between Waukesha and Milwaukee right in there. That is also an accident. And I-41 94 North, a half mile beyond the ramp from Wisconsin 142. So, again, I know listening to Jane and Greg last hour, it sounded like in our Waukesha studios, it was kind of a mix of snow and spit. Well, not actually spit, but precipitation, kind of a very wet, if not sleety, type of snow. And, of course, listening to Brittany and Merlot, that looks like it's going to change as well and go over to all snow. So, again, just use caution. Over towards our lacrosse station right now, it looks like most of that snow is coming to an end, at least for now, in the lacrosse area. Up near Bull Falls, Radio, and Wausau, looks like maybe just a little bit of snow, but not a whole lot. Basically, from just southeast of lacrosse, and then go straight over to Manitowoc. That whole kind of southern third of the state right now is where most of the snow is falling, and it looks like it will continue to kind of widen out the radar. Lots of snow right now, still back into Iowa, Cedar Rapids, and Iowa City, all those areas, and all that snow is going to kind of move northeast and put its sights on the Madison area and up towards eventually perhaps the Fox Valley and over to Waukesha as well. So a winter storm warning remains in effect for most areas, at least in the southern third of the state. Winter storm advisories all the way to Eau Claire. Eau Claire right now, by the way, at our station there at the tap, looks like not a lot of precipitation. Most of those roads in good winter driving condition. Amory, Hayward, you were in the clear as well. So right now, it looks like the southern third is going to get the worst of it. But stay tuned to your favorite Civic Media radio station, and we will continue to alert you. As I've said, lots of school closures going on across the state in preparation for this storm. I stopped by and picked up Mr. Zommers because I have a four-wheel drive vehicle. And Mr. Zommers, not a lot of folks on the road comparatively to a normal day here in Madison.
Not really. And also, notably, the most important place for the four-wheel drive was the parking lot of my apartment complex.
That's true.
It was very slippery.
That's true. Go ahead.
When you get into a truck and the first thing that happens is you start sliding around, you're like, huh, okay.
and for those folks that live in Madison or spend any time here, and there are a variety of reasons, some of which I endorse because we have the beautiful lakes here. So they try to use less salt because the salt just makes the lakes greener in the summer with all the plants. So they try not to use a lot of salt, which I'm fine with, but they also don't plow some of these side streets. And so I use my four-wheel drive in my Dodge Ram truck in the winter, usually on the side streets of Madison more than any place else.
Yeah, I definitely, living here, I miss when I had a vehicle with four-wheel drive.
Yeah. But I'm glad to see some people, stayed home. And if you don't have to go anywhere today, don't do that. So we'll talk to more about the weather with Luke at the bottom of the hour because he, Terry Bell, and I have made a wager. So we'll talk about that on Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Also want to give a shout-out to our friend and colleague, speaking of Jane Matinair. I did not know this. It is Jane's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jane.
Happy birthday, Jane Matinair. She is the soulful fountain of youth. And I don't care about the number of her birthday. It doesn't matter. She is a youthful, energetic, great vibe, great person, a pros pro on the radio. And so happy for her that she has this new show, Matinair on the Air, every day between 10 and noon. So, Jane, I hope you can go home and kick your feet up and have a beverage.
Absolutely. And just know that when you did say your age, both Todd and I were like, what? Really?
No way. I mean, she said it, so we can say it. But I mean, she's 64. I would have never guessed.
Me either.
She is a very youthful and energetic person, and so happy to have her as our friend and colleague. So happy birthday to Jane McNair Day. So Luke Mathers joins us at 12:30, and then at 1:30, Brian Van Hooker from Crack.com will be here, and he has done something that I'm not sure I could do. So most folks are familiar with the 90s NBC sitcom Seinfeld, starring Jerry Seinfeld. Well, AI, artificial intelligence, has created their own version of Seinfeld after watching all the Seinfeld shows, and then it wrote and created its own version of Seinfeld. And Brian Van Hooker, heaven knows why, sat down and watched the Seinfeld AI for 24 hours straight.
Oh, I was going to say, how much did he watch? Because there's a lot.
24 hours
straight.
Oh, my gosh. So, and I'm not sure if he's in rehab. Speaking of rehab, I'm not sure if Brian Van Hooker is in rehab. But Brian Van Hooker will be in at 1:30 and talk about watching Seinfeld AI for 24 hours straight.
This man is committed to his research. I know in the past he talked about like the best pizza places and how he ate 40 pizzas in 30 days. Right. And it's he gets things done.
He, as they say, get her done.
He suffers so we don't have to.
Exactly. So it's going to be a fun show. And, you know, I thought... on days like, I remember when I was a kid and we get a snow day and it was like, oh, this is fantastic. Now, a lot of school districts don't have a proper, quote unquote, snow day anymore because since the pandemic and COVID, when everybody went online, now a lot of districts kind of kept that in place and said, well, if we can't all meet at the school proper, we're just going to have a virtual learning day is what they call them. I'm not sure a lot gets done on a virtual learning day, but they have them.
You know, here's what I would do if I were these school districts. First of all, I understand wanting to have these virtual learning days, but I mean, we already have the systems in place to have like a snow day budget and planned makeup days. I think let the kids have the snow days. If you go over the planned amount, then use some virtual learning days to make
up. I like that. And also, not just the kids.
The parents and the teachers.
Now, the parents are going to say, well, you know, I got to make arrangements for the kid. Okay, fine. But I don't know. I think snow days were just part of school and you just savored it. And maybe you stayed home and you baked cookies or maybe you just curled up and watched cartoons. I don't know. Maybe went out and played in the snow.
Yeah, depending on the storm, if how bad it is, you go out and make a little fort, throw some snowballs, and then go back inside, drink some hot chocolate.
Mom was always amazed. It would be difficult for Todd to get up in the morning to go to school on time. But by golly, once the radio came on at WRCL Richland Center and Ron Fruit or Phil Nee or whoever said it was going to be a snow day, oh boy, I was up. Couldn't get out of bed fast enough, except for the fact, unless there was snow to be shoveled. And that's a whole, whole other embarrassing story of my childhood. And my poor mother, she earned a special place in heaven for having to shovel the snow when I should have been out there helping her. But I would get out there. But so I guess the question I wanted to ask to everybody today is, how are you spending your snow day? Or when you were a kid, what did you do on your snow day? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. How are you spending your snow day? And what did you do if you don't have one proper today, if you're retired or whatever? What did you do when you were a kid, when you had a snow day? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Back with more on the other side and Tuesday Tangents with Luke at the bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show as we roll on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back to the Todd O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 20 past the hour of 12 noon. Excellent choice, Mr. Zomers. I feel like we didn't get enough Christmas tunes, holiday tunes in during the holidays, so that's fantastic.
We definitely did not. And you know what? This one is more of a, it's a wintry song.
Yes,
it's in the Christmas song.
Right. That's a perfect way to put it. It's a wintry song.
Yeah, it's about snow, not Christmas.
And I also like the fact that, you know, there are Christmas decorations like a nativity set or a Santa Claus, but there are also winter. Like, I don't mind people just leaving out generic lights for a while, you know, into late January, even early February. It's wintry stuff, right?
Absolutely.
That's a great It is a great wintry day, at least here it is in the capital city of Madison, where we have, I'll call it, light to moderate snow falling right now, expecting several inches here under a winter storm warning, as much of the southern third, at least of Wisconsin, is through all of today. Question we're asking, how are you spending your snow day, if you have one? Or, when you were younger, how did you spend your snow day? Because I know some people, like, if they had a snow day, their parents were like, well, I've got a list of chores for you. I mean, nobody wants to hear that.
No,
I'm sure mom probably back in the day had a list of things for my sister and I to do, and you do like at least something so you could say, well, that just took so long.
You have to at least pretend to try.
That's a good way to put it. At least pretend to try. But we lived on for the majority of my I've always lived on hills or a lot of times. And so, you know, lived on West Side Drive, Richland Center, and Rob Wheat, who I've talked about before, we would go sledding kind of on some of the hillsides there on West Side Drive down towards the footbridge. We'd go right towards the Pine River, which of course probably wasn't that safe, but nobody got injured. And then for kind of the bulk of my youth and childhood, we lived on a Pleasant View Court on a dead end road. And so, especially like a day like tonight, today, or, you know, we get several inches of snow, the neighborhood kids would sled right down the street, right down Pleasant View Court. And of course, at the time, it would intersect with Highway 14.
Oh my gosh.
but again, no one got injured. See, nobody was injured. Nobody was killed or maimed. Well, I guess there were a couple of times where, you know, you just rolled off the sled to avoid going into the highway.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Abort. You gotta do what you gotta do. But those were some fun days.
Definitely. Or sometimes even when the school was closed, you have the football field outside Lincoln High School in Manitowoc.
Sure.
Or even the smaller one outside some of the junior high schools, where they're kind of in a bowl.
Oh.
And so you sled down the side of the football field.
Yeah, those are much, much more safe than me. How did you used to spend your snow days? Or if you have a snow day, if you're taking a snow day, your kids or you, how are you spending your snow day? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you today on how you're spending this snow day. 24 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon.
We do have a text in from Mark from the SAC.
Yes.
He says, way up north, just south of Superior, on snow days, broke out the Mattel Thing Maker and made mini dragons and such out of plastic goop.
Really?
This one we've talked about before.
All right.
He brought it up when we were talking about toys that you played with as a kid that would never get made today.
Right, right, right.
That's one of them, because it's you're melting plastic to make your own toys. There's one that melts it into molds, and there's another one he talked about that uses like vacuum forming, and you can basically replicate the toys you have, which is super cool.
That is cool.
But definitely lots of microplastics and, more importantly, exposed heating elements that would never make it into a toy today.
There are too many lawsuits, right? People have gone so happy. I mean, you know, look, somebody's going to get burned once in a while. Nobody's getting killed here.
It's the same thing with like an oven, you know,
the easy bake oven.
Yeah. Although those are kind of cruddy too, but, I mean like a real thing, like a kid will be helping their parent, like stay back, don't touch the oven. One day the kid is probably going to poke the oven with their finger. They'll learn pretty quick not to touch that stuff anymore.
Don't do that again. Mom has checked in, by the way. She says this when she was, and you know, she's in her 70s. She said there were no school days for town kids. I didn't realize that. So if you were a town kid, if you didn't live in the country, there were no snow days. Kids had to walk to school even in 2 or 3 feet of snow.
Uphill both ways?
Well, she doesn't say that. She said,
I know.
The buses did not run. Classes were small. Sometimes we made bulletin boards and reviewed previous lessons. Good gosh. That's depressing. Look at that. I've learned something about my mother I did not know. There were no snow days back then for town kids. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We go to the phones. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Jeff Perry. Mr. Perry, Happy New Year. What say you?
Happy New Year. And I'm sorry I haven't called in a while. I've been making some movies with the chancellor at UW La Crosse. It's been taking up a lot of my time.
Question: right?
Are there Doritos on set? Because this was a point of contention with their kitchen or something. I don't know.
Cool Ranch is preferred.
Okay, yes. Good to know.
And you know the character Steamboat Willie is in public domain now. So
yes,
we've been making really good use of that.
Oh, good.
But anyway, I was just checking in to tell you that I thankfully have a job where I can work from home. So that's what I was able to do today. And I'd have a pot of coffee going.
Nice.
And looking out my window, a lot of times the wind's blowing so hard it's actually snowing sideways.
Really?
It's getting pretty windy out there, and just glad that I'm inside and not in a car.
Right.
And enjoying the show, enjoying my civic media programs today, and just taking it easy.
We appreciate that, Jeff. Speaking, you brought up a pot of coffee. But while you're on, what do you think about this? What do you think about this bill? Now, Republicans seem to got a little religion, and they say they're going to pass a very narrow medical marijuana bill. What's your thought on this, Jeff Perry?
I think that if that's the way they're going to go about it, they might as well not even do it. But I suppose, and then on the other side of the coin, I think, well, I guess it's better than nothing. So I think if we can get this passed, then maybe a future legislature can maybe expand upon it and get it a little bit better shape. So I think it's probably, all in all, not a bad first step, but I guess it's all you could expect from Voss, quite frankly.
Well, and I think, you know, for people who have, you know, serious cancer, PTSD, or whatever, things where it's proven that you know, cannabis can help those folks, at least it'll be available. But what I found interesting, five state-run dispensaries. Now what kind of resume do you have to oversee one of those jobs, right?
I don't know. And I also want to know why when I called, all of a sudden you started talking about pot. I don't know.
Well, you brought it up, a pot of coffee.
I'm just kidding. No, but maybe I could get a job at one of those. But is that going to cost? That would cost a lot of money, wouldn't it, to have the state run?
Well, you know how state government works. I mean, you know, think about the red tape, you know? I mean, there'll be
we'll get that.
There'll be an administrator for a supervisor for an overseer, you know? All right. Always great to talk to you, my friend. Happy New Year. Thank you so very much for calling. Appreciate it. Stay tuned. Our friend Luke Mathers is up next. Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let it snow.
This This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief, a massive winter storm has been dropping snow and rain on millions of Americans from the Midwest to the Northeast. CBS's Dave Malkoff.
In Baltimore, sandbags are helping protect low-lying areas, and the governor of New Jersey has declared a state of emergency. The same storm triggered weather warnings across the central U.S., including Iowa, creating dangerous driving conditions in Davenport.
In a Boeing video, CEO Dave Calhoun promised employees the company will do better after a part of the fuselage broke off one of its 737 MAX 9 jets on Friday.
We're going to approach this, number one, acknowledging our mistake. We are going to approach it with 100% and complete transparency every step of the way.
A moon orbit's been postponed until September 2025 and a landing until a year after that. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
Safety is our top priority.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New technology developed in Wisconsin could help doctors detect developmental disorders before a baby is born. The University of Wisconsin in Madison says it's currently focused on autism, ADHD, and other disorders that aren't usually diagnosed until later. Republicans say they'll shut down the federal government if they don't get a deal to shut down the border. Congressman Brian Stile on WISN-TV's Up Front.
We're fighting about whether or not we should be mopping up the mess on the floor. I say, turn the spigot off, and you turn the spigot off by actually ending the illegal immigration in the United States and securing the border.
Democrats note that lawmakers have passed on several opportunities to update immigration laws, but haven't. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with some light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 30 with wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow, a couple of inches possible by the time everything ends late tonight. Our low 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 28. More measurable snow possible Friday, Saturday. After that, it is going to get really cold. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Locally Grown Radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles. Those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. Mr. Zommer's on the board. It is snowing high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square, the world headquarters of Civic Media. And what a great day just to chill, curl up with a Snuggie, and have a cup of hot chocolate with our friend and colleague, the executive producer of Civic Media, Luke Mathers. It's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Yeah, it's been a little while. It's been a couple Tuesdays. So glad to join you in the normal time and place.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward. You know, we got a little office wager going on here. Yes. And everybody's like, oh, there's so much snow flying around now. I'm like, not enough. Not enough.
So here's, well, let's just get right to it. Here's what's going on. You know, I appreciate a good weather event. Who doesn't? And so for this part of the state, they were saying maybe locally up to a foot of snow in some places. And so Luke sitting, we share an office space, and yesterday he's looking out the window, he goes, there's nothing, nothing gonna happen.
I'm very pessimistic about all of those reports. I may be proven wrong.
He did not buy in.
I did not. We'll know.
And you said
24 hours from now.
I said, yes, we're gonna get a lot this time.
I was like, No, we're not. I was like, you want to make a wager that it's not? And so we Mother Nature, we're betting on her a little bit to see. And news director.
Well, he threw out like, what, $20 at first. I said
$10.
I'm
was
not
like,
putting that kind
you
of money.
Offered a cup of coffee, which, like, if you're going to the coffee shop, $10 almost these days for a cup of coffee. So I didn't think it was that big of a
so we lowered it to
wagers.
Five.
Yeah, so it was $5. We got $5 riding on it. And you think we're going to get more than 8.5?
Well, I don't know. It's going to be close now. Because it's not. Here's what.
I think this is all wild panic. Like,
well,
you never got a snow day in advance back when. I don't know. When,
no,
when you
very,
were a kid, did they just decide?
I said this earlier. You got up and listened to WRCO,
right.
Richland Center.
Same here.
And it was like it announced at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Yep.
I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer. So, like, you had to be paying attention to the little scroll at the bottom of the morning news, and you waited to see there if you could then, you know, plug the PlayStation 2 in and start playing video games all day because it was a snow day. But you had to sit there patiently waiting. Like, everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. We don't know how much snow we're going to have yet, but I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. And so I can appreciate taking a cautious approach. Like, yes, roads can get really bad, but I drove to work this morning. I was like, really? All of this for this? Like,
look, I'm no meteorologist.
No.
I'm no Gary Kenalty. I'm certainly no Brittany Merlot. But I'll tell you this. All I learned about from snow, precipitation, I learned from my typing. That's right. Typing teacher back in Richland Center High School, Jerry Cummer. And Mr. Cummer used to look out and he'd say, big snow, little snow, big snow. You know what that means?
It means snow at all, I guess?
No, it means if the snowflakes are big, like big and flaky, you're going to get a little accumulation. If it's little snow, little flakes,
you're going to get
big
a lot.
Accumulation.
Okay.
Big snow, little snow, big snow. The wisdom and meteorology of typing teacher Jerry
sense.
Cummer.
This is fairly large snow.
That's what I'm saying. The snowflakes are, but the snowflakes are small right now. So I'm thinking it's going to add up.
They looked pretty large earlier, so maybe. They look like large snowflakes. I cleared off my car this morning. There's like less than an inch of snow on it. And I was like, this is the good snow. This is the compact snow for like a good snowball fight.
Oh, yes, true.
So I thought it was going to be, you know, all the power to the kids. Like, they're going to go play around, but it's not a lot yet. But maybe tomorrow, like,
well, here's
tomorrow, maybe there's a ton of snow.
It would make
sense to then cancel school tomorrow, but why are you canceling school a day ahead of time? I don't get it.
It's precautionary. Now we have until noon tomorrow, and we set the Dane County Regional Airport. The official total there is what we're going to go by. Luke has anything less than 5 inches.
Correct.
Terry Bell, our Civic Media News Director, who also shares office space with us, has anything between 5 inches. And 8.5.
Terry might be in the best shape right now.
And
I
then
think so.
Toddy,
I'm confident in my pick, but Terry's sitting pretty all right.
He's sitting very well. 8.5 inches or more, and Todd's the big winner.
There you go.
Also in the snowfall. So anyway, it'll be fantastic.
So since Luke picked 5 and you picked 8.5, that means if it hits exactly 5 or exactly 8.5.
I picked less than 5. I picked less than 5 and he picked 8.5 and over. So Terry's right. Got from 5 to 8.499.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just making sure we hit those edge cases early.
We did, because Todd was very, very keen on the fact that I said less than 5 inches. So they weren't giving me up to 5. Todd was like, if it hits 5, Terry wins.
It's done. Yeah, it's done. And of course, here, I'm not sure what it's like in Green Bay or Wausau or Milwaukee, but I'm familiar with our meteorologist here in Madison on TV. And here's the thing: when you had good old at Channel 27, I can't even say his name now. Bob Lindmeyer. Yeah, Bob Lindmeyer, chief, and he's still there. He's still working a little bit.
Okay.
But Bob Lindmeyer was he always got hyped up about the snow, yeah. And so he always predicted a little high. Gary Kenalty at Channel 3, the CBS affiliate, he was just very chill. Yeah, we're gonna get a little snow. Yeah. You know, so he always downplayed it. So you always took the forecast from Bob Lindmeyer and the forecast from Gary Kenalty, and you averaged them, and that's what you knew what was going to happen.
I think we had a number of these cases last year where everybody was like, oh, there's going to be so much snow, and not to say that we didn't have a lot, because we got some days where it was decent, but there was a number of days last year where they had all of these giant forecasts, and then all of a sudden, nothing. So I'm hoping for one of those.
Me too. So we've asked people, what did you do on your snow day? Played PlayStation
2. Yeah. Yep.
Which games?
A variety of games. Simpsons Hit and Run.
Good one.
Yep,
good one.
That one. Spyro the Dragon was always a fan favorite of the family. Any of the Lego games, like playing Lego Star Wars was the big one back then. Those are all good ones that come to the top of my mind, but I'm one of 4, so therefore there's usually at least we lived at the top of a hill, so we would go out into the backyard, do a little sledding, maybe throw some snow at each other, you know, depending on how much we thought that we could get away with before the other would run inside complaining to mom or dad. But you know, the typical Wisconsin snow day stuff,
right?
Which, I mean, it's very nice when you can book it in advance. So part of the joy, though, was the joy of sitting, waiting, and then finding out that morning, yes, I don't have to go on the bus today. I can sit. I can go back to bed. I can sleep in. I can play video games. I can watch cartoons. Daytime TV, I was never a huge fan of, though. That was always the bummer. You'd have to watch, like, whatever
Restless and As the World Turns. It was fantastic. Yeah. And then a little Price is Right.
Price is Right. It was my sister's favorite. So she would always make sure to watch that one. But, you know, fantastic. I would be like, this isn't Saturday morning. There's no cartoons on right now. This television selection stinks. So you go play some video games or find a movie to watch or run around outside with the siblings and the neighbor kids. But it's wild to think that for all of what we love to kind of shake our fists at, you know, Illinoisans. Illinois?
Yeah, Illinois.
Just say fibs.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's mean. But they can't drive in these conditions. Like, this is a standard January Tuesday in my mind. And the fact that everything's closed down is just a little.
But to your point,
shocking.
I think, you know, post pandemic and since global warming has had an effect, because we get fewer of these events and less snow altogether, I think people have forgotten a little bit how to drive on weather roads like this. They're, you know.
Yeah, that's a good excuse for the few bad apples that are out there, I think. But for the most part, everybody, like, it's normal. Like, this
Luke is very grumpy.
I'm just skeptical to think that this is that big of a deal, I guess. And again, drive with caution, be safe, all of those things. But I think we're overplaying a little flurries rather than anything else.
I'll tell you who is grumpy at the Milwaukee Bucks. What is happening to Giannis and the Bucks? Now, here's what I think. I think that they should have never gotten rid of Budenholzer as the coach. I think he should have stayed. I mean, the guy won a national champion or a world championship, and he's gone a couple of years later. Is it the coaching, Luke Mathers, or what is going on? The Bucks have lost 5 now?
4 out of the last 5. Four out of the last 5. Unfortunately, 2 of those both against Indiana. The Pacers have just had the Bucks number this season so far. So I think we've played them 5 times because of the in-season tournament. And we've only beat them once, so that's not great. It's definitely not something you want to see when they're having a really tough... The one victory in that five-game stretch, too, was against the Spurs, who are not a great team, and they barely eked out a victory over them. So it's definitely kind of that mid-season slump. We've got the Celtics coming to town. We've got the Warriors coming to town. Like, those are both... The Celtics record is terrific still this season. The Warriors more a little bit more of a middle of the pack for the Western Conference, but still a very good team with the all-stars that they all have on their roster. So it's going to be difficult, I think, to get through this slump, but it's also very important that the team starts to figure out how to win some of these closer games and put them away. Like they were losing at one point by 33 last night to the Jazz, and that's not a situation you want to be in even in January. We still got some of our pieces that are getting healthy. You got Jay Crowder on the bench. You've got Chris Middleton, who's looked pretty good throughout the season, but he still only played his first back to back games of the season this past week.
Couple of quick takes here before we have to run the commercial. But number one, I want to get your take. Speaking of sports, Jordan Love, the Packers, got it done in the playoffs. Go down to face Mike McCarthy in Dallas.
Yeah, who do you like? It's going to be a huge game.
Who do you like?
I mean, I don't like the Cowboys, but they're probably the favorites. I mean, sitting as the 2 seed in the NFC. Yeah.
Undefeated at home this year.
Really? I did not know that. That's even larger of an order for the green and gold take care of business down there. But you know, historically, over the last like 30 years, the Dallas Cowboys have not fared well against the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs.
No.
So you may have that nice little record of undefeated at home, but when the Pack comes to town, Aaron Rodgers, it wasn't really just Jerry World. It was Rodgers World down there for a number of years. And it'll be interesting to see if, you know, we just changed, like the ownership of the Chicago Bears transferred hands with that trade from Green Bay to New York for Rodgers. We'll have to see if the ownership, and maybe we'll call it Love World, down there in Dallas, Fort Worth, and we'll see what Jordan Love's got. I think it's very exciting. I did not have very many expectations at all for this season. I was kind of just, we'll wait and see.
I think it's hats off to the Green Bay Packers because
exceeded expectations.
Absolutely.
Youngest Jordan, team to ever make the playoffs.
That's, and Jordan Love's had a great year. I mean, second most touchdown passes in the NFL this year.
Yeah, and so it's going to be more exciting to see. October was a very bad month, but Matt LaFleur knows how to play football in December, and he's given the Pack of the chance to see what they can do in January now, and that's not something they could do the last couple of years. So it's going to be interesting to see what Jordan can do. The team looks good. They're young. They're getting healthier, hopefully. And I think there could be a surprise in Dallas this weekend.
I don't disagree. My heart says, or my head says it's going to be Dallas, but it would not surprise me at all if the Packers pull off an upset.
Yeah, and you can listen to your Green Bay Packers on several different civic media stations, part of the network, WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, that flagship Packer station for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Also WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin as well, carrying the Packers. We got
you covered around the state. You got the southeastern Wisconsin, southwestern Wisconsin. You got up in the Northwoods with our Park Falls station. Mm-hmm. And there's just excellent coverage for your green and gold.
Don't forget, though, unfortunately, not our duty, but because of the NFL, we cannot stream the Packers on the Civic Media app.
We can't stream the pros. They like to make sure that they've got their streaming rights.
Wisconsin Badgers up to number 15 in the Associated Press poll this
week. They're looking good.
They're looking fantastic.
They scored 50 points and a half over the weekend. I turned it on. I was like, is this the end of the game? No, it's halftime.
They were voted the top offensive team in college basketball.
What?
Wisconsin.
That is a different era. So it's fun to see. Greg Gard has been criticized over a number of years for some of the recruitment. This is some of the full recruiting classes of Greg Gard and the energy that he's bringing to the team and these young players. Because again, very young team.
Yeah.
Wisconsin Badgers, very young. It's exciting to see them put up those numbers against Big Ten rivals.
We're going to come back, find out what grinds Luke Mathers' gears, or as Jane Matinere called it, what gripes him off. Stay tuned for the Luke Mathers after this.
What?
What?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Zomer's on the board. Mr. Luke Mather is our executive producer of Civic Media. No. That'd be a new company. Civic Media, our Tuesday tangents with Mr. Luke Mathers. Always appreciate him stopping by here. Before we get into what grinds your gears for this week, Luke, a quick political thing here. This showed up in my feed on Twitter this morning. I think this is fantastic. Okay. For those who don't know, there is someone else running for the Democratic nomination for president for Minnesota, Dean Phillips, mm-hmm. Congressman Dean.
Three-term congressman from central Minnesota, I believe.
Yes, I believe so. He is out in New Hampshire trying to mm-hmm. campaign. He held an event this morning from the back of his truck. And he says to the press, he said, quote, "Sometimes if you build it, they don't come," unquote. Dean Phillips told reporters outside the Manchester DoubleTree Hotel this morning after zero voters showed up at his government repair truck coffee conversations event in 22-degree weather. And there he is sitting forlorn in the back of his truck after trying to get voters. Look, I've run for assembly twice. I lost twice in the primary. But I never had zero people show up. And that was for an assembly race.
Yeah.
I mean, time to end this campaign,
well,
Dean.
The Democratic Party as a whole is kind of they're not investing at all in New Hampshire, though, for this cycle because of the. Well, no, there is an argument to be had about the process and the states in which lead the process of how we select the president of the United States. Sure. And the Democrats are trying to force that conversation, at least. And New Hampshire has it in their law, the state law, that they hold the first in the nation primary. Mm-hmm. And the Democratic Party was essentially like, hey, we're going to change it up. We're going to do something different. And so South Carolina is going to hold the first Democratic primary this year. And rather than abide by those wishes to try to change it up and do New Hampshire's still in like the top five, like first five states that would be voting in the primary process. New Hampshire said, no, we're going to hold it regardless. And the Democratic Party was essentially like, okay, well then Joe Biden's not going to appear on that ballot. It's going to be an interesting news cycle in about 2.5 weeks from now when that happens, I think, because they're going to go ahead with that primary ballot. But it's going to be weird to see what those results are because of the disagreement on the process side of
it. We are now less than 1 week. I believe I'll correct myself from yesterday. I think I said yesterday in the show, Mr. Zomers, that the Iowa caucuses were a week from today. And they're actually on Monday. So they're a week from yesterday. It's weird.
It's a weird thing. They caucus on Mondays. So they don't have a primary and they do a caucus and it's not on Tuesday. It's on Monday. Right. So it's just different all around.
Any big predictions or thoughts quickly on the Iowa caucuses?
That is going to be really just... I don't think I have anything dramatic on that. I, I think it's going to be a lot of what we've already seen. I don't think there's going to be big surprises. I think a lot of the numbers that have probably been polling, Iowa has historically not chosen the winner for the Republican side. It's been 24 years. So it's almost been a quarter of a century since Iowa did, with George W. Bush running then as governor of Texas, running for president in 2000. But Trump is kind of the de facto nominee because he was former, like he was a president already. And so it's going to be weird once the voting, I think, starts again. I don't think Iowa's the best predictor for choosing the president, but it is the way that we've historically done it. I have a feeling there's not going to be a whole lot of surprises out of Iowa next Monday, but I could be wrong.
Time once again for our ongoing segment with Luke Mathers. Luke Mathers, what grinds your gears?
Today, it's also snow-related, like our
surprise,
wager.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise. It's a snow day here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Apparently predetermined yesterday that it was a snow day. But outside of that, grinding my gears, people, clear off your rear windshield when you are driving in the snow. I pass so many, and use your headlights. Those are basic things to do. Like, maybe you're right. Maybe people just forgot how to drive in the snow because of the pandemic. But
have forgotten to drive, period.
There was like a number of people on my way in that just had just complete coverage of their rear windshields and weren't using their lights at 7 in the morning. It's still kind of dark at this time of year at that hour. And it just, I just, every time I got over the path, like the other person that I drove past to see it in, I then saw another. And I was like, yeah, this is really, really annoying. But I don't know, can you see all those cars low down there from your high pickup truck point of view?
It's not like I'm a jacked up truck with big wheels or anything, but that's honestly, yes, that's one of the reasons I like driving a Dodge Ram or a truck, because you're a little higher and you can see things better.
Yeah.
Also, you have more metal between you and other people who are driving like goofballs. I like the four-wheel drive.
Do your rear windshields have wipers? You just have to manually brush those off.
I have wipers.
No, I don't drive a truck. I don't know. I'm just asking questions.
Some fancier ones have like a defrost, but I don't have that.
Okay. So you got to get the extra long scraper?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Well, you got a nice truck bed to carry it around in.
Yeah, I do. But I keep the brush in the truck, but I try to be responsible when I drive in the winter.
Yeah, I believe it. I think most Wisconsinites do. It's just this morning, I think since this is the first major snowfall, like obviously we got a little dusting on Halloween and we had some there briefly after Christmas, the week in between Christmas and New Year's. But outside of that, I mean, this is going to be quote unquote the first major snowfall. Mm-hmm. And there were a handful of outliers on my commute in this morning. I was just like,
Well, I think Jane and Greg on the Matt and Air on the air this morning, they were talking about, I did not know this. It's state law that if you are using your windshield wipers, you're supposed to have your lights on. I did not know that.
I feel like that's a very hard thing to enforce, but it makes sense.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. It's like, what do you be like? No, I didn't use my windshield wipers. It's like, well, we saw you do it. That's a weird one. I would think that as the week goes on, as we get more snow, hopefully everybody's going to remember how to drive properly in this weather, but it'll be interesting to see. I don't think we're getting more than 8 inches of snow, so we'll see. We'll get to check tomorrow on the wager status.
And if I lose, I still owe you and Brian Kelly like a six-pack of beer from a wager we had.
Cashed in any of our stuff yet.
People know I do not welch on bets, but the problem was that you two were never together at the same time.
Brian is a very hard man to pin down, so we'll have to make sure next time he's here that we go out of our way.
Speaking of tangents, we should invite him on a Tuesday as well. Yeah.
He would love that.
Let's redo the whole thing, a half an hour of dueling tangents with Luke and Brian.
All right. You're not going to be able to get a word in, but that's okay.
That's fantastic. I just sit here.
Todd's just looking for an excuse to be able to put his feet up and be like, hey, somebody else,
I'll have a drink. It'll be fine.
Some hot chocolate on this snow day.
Some hot chocolate. Luke Mathers, thank you so very much.
Absolutely, Todd. Thrilled to be with you.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Happy winter to you. Stay tuned. Hour number two is straight away. Do not miss it. We welcome you back to the program. This is the Todd Allball Show on a snowy day on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Alicia on the radio.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS.